It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for giving us the greatest gift, not only the Lord Jesus Christ, but God, you give us the gift of prayer, that we can talk to you, that Father, you invite us to come boldly. And Lord, that your ears is open to our prayers. And Father, your eyes behold us moment by moment and day by day. You care. And oh, Father, may that put such an impression and a weight upon our hearts that we should spend more time just praying, praising you, bringing every situation, whatever it is that bothers us, may we just talk to you about it. Whatever our problem is, may we bring it to you. When something good happens, may we just praise you and thank you. No matter what life is, may we bring it to you, because life is all about you. And may we simply let you be our life. And may we live our lives through your strength and your power. God, would you tender our hearts today? Fill us with the precious Holy Spirit. Lord, as we open these scriptures, Lord, would you let the Spirit of the Lord tenderly teach us the Word of God. Lord, give us that spirit of obedience to just accept your precious Word and accept our Lord and His will for our life. And we'll praise you and thank you because you're God and you're in charge. In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, we've reached another week of broadcasting, and what a blessing it is. I hope that we've said something that's been a blessing to you. And today I want us to go right back into the Word of God, and let's take a look at the Apostle Paul and the apostles as they've now arrived back at the little town in the area of Thessalonica. And what's the first thing they do? They don't lay out a church. Amen. Because there was a little synagogue there. And I'm sure that they was busy with the saints of God. But when the saints went to the little synagogue and the Jewish people there, it was the Jews of the Jews. And what's Paul going to do? He's going to go right in there. Verse number 2, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and for 3 Sabbath days, listen to the word, he reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Well, how did he do it? He would, in fact, do you remember when Jesus began his ministry in the little town of Nazareth? He always attended a Jewish synagogue, and they handed him the scriptures, and he read to them right out of the very Word of God, of himself, of what God said for him to do. And in verse number 3, look at the little word opening. My friend, do you know what God wants us to always do? Open the scripture. In fact, when you go to the house of God, every Christian ought to carry a Bible. And when the preacher says, let's turn in our Bibles to such and such a scripture, open the Word of God. Read along with him in the scriptures that he's reading. Here, this is exactly what the Apostle Paul did. He goes into the synagogue and opening, and not only opening the Bible and opening the scriptures, the Word of God, but he goes on alleging. Now, I want to read to you what the word alleging means. It says, and this is reading right out of the American Dictionary of the 1828 Webster Dictionary, to allege means to declare, to affirm, to assert, to pronounce with positiveness, as to allege a fact. Paul did not waste any time. Hallelujah. He just went right in there where there was for three Sabbath days. And every time, which was his manner, he very graciously and tenderly, and may I say to you, he had such respect for the Word of God, even the old scriptures. Many times I wonder if we as God's people, we say, well, I'm a New Testament saint of God. And I believe the New Testament, the old Bible, I don't understand it. Shame on you. You'll never understand the New Testament until you read the old. Why? Because God gave us one book, the Old and the New Testaments. The two of them are together. They don't argue with one another. Hallelujah. And opening and alleging. In other words, setting forth facts and preaching facts. Not just words, but alleging facts. And what was the most amazing fact that they needed to hear? Look in verse 3. Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. Oh, my soul, why did Paul bring all of that up? Because even all of his studying of the Old Testament, God showed him that it was all about Christ. And Paul, the one thing that he had to preach was Christ, that he died and that he suffered and that he rose again. Verse number 3, the fact that he's alleging is there's only one Christ. See, the Jewish people under the Old Testament economy, they was looking for Jesus to come and set up a kingdom. But Jesus came into this world, and before there can be a kingdom set up, he had to suffer and die and bleed and pay for the sin debt. And that had not been revealed in the Old Testament. But oh, praise God, under the New Testament it was revealed. To who? The New Testament church of our day. And what's Paul alleging? That Christ must suffer and then risen. He died. Here is the gospel, that Jesus Christ died and rose again. And folks, you know what it takes for a Jew to be saved? To believe that Jesus died and rose again according to the scripture. Do you know how any sinner, you and I care not what nationality you are, or where you live, or what you believe, for you to be saved, you must believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that Jesus Christ rose again for you. Hallelujah. And from the dead, and that this Jesus, There's only one Jesus, this Jesus. Well, why's Paul, why is the Holy Spirit using such language? This Jesus. Did you know every cult that knocks on your door, they talk about some Jesus, that Jesus, but not this one? No, they have a Jesus of their own. They have a philosophy of their own. But this Jesus is the only one that died for your sins. This Jesus is the one that rose for your justification. And he said, whom I preach unto you. Oh, can I say to you, the gospel needs to be preached directly to every individual, to you. See, we can look at a congregation, I can look at a crowd, I can look at people, and none of us know who are saved or who not. I mean, we know that there's folks that can come in and sit down, well, I was baptized, well, you just got wet. Yeah, I've joined the church. Well, you just joined it, that's all. But did you believe and call upon the name of the Lord? In fact, can I say this to you? You know what saved that old jailer back in chapter 16? He asked them, said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. This is the same Jesus, the Jesus that the old jailer believed in and he got saved. And right here in a Jewish synagogue, how can these folks come to know the Lord and be delivered? You say, well, did they need to be delivered? If they hadn't trusted Jesus Christ, they were lost. Did you know one of the worst situations for a person to be in is to be lost religiously? My wife, I mean, when I married her, I thought, oh, my goodness, what a precious, clean, and a young, beautiful woman she was. Clean as she could be. And I mean, then as we lived together, I realized that the Lord showed me that she was lost. She had religion. Oh, she knew about the red blood sign, hey, the cross and all of the trimmings and everything, but she never trusted this Jesus, that he is Christ. Can I ask you a simple question? Have you ever come to the place that you realize that without this Jesus, that it's the only Christ? Can I say to you, if you have not received him, you are lost. But you can receive him by saying, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. I believe you died for me and you rose again. May God bless you today. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.